Denodo Data Bytes. Welcome, listeners, to an exciting episode on the Denodo Data Bytes series. This is your host, Neha, and today I'm thrilled to introduce our guest, Errol Rodrigues, Director of Product Marketing for Europe, Middle East, and Latin America. Errol brings a wealth of expertise in driving innovation and fostering business growth at the crossroads of marketing, sales, and technology. Errol, we're delighted to have you join us on the podcast. Before we delve into our discussion on reimagining insurance, how data management, GenAI, and data products are powering smarter claims and fraud prevention, could you please provide our audience with a brief glimpse into your role at Denodo?
Yeah, sure. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much for inviting me. And my role at Denodo is twofold, mainly. One is I'm responsible for all of product marketing activities, messaging, etc., in the region you mentioned, which is EMEA, which is mainly Europe, Middle East, Africa, and of course, Latin America. So that's the first thing I'm responsible for, all product marketing in that region. The second thing I'm responsible for, which is a passion of mine, is globally to focus on vertical solutions, to look at industries like insurance or healthcare or banking, and to understand what our contribution to that sector or that industry is, and to make sure that we can deliver valuable information into all the stakeholders in that industry, which range right across. That's my role, twofold. One is vertical solutions, and the second is product marketing for the region.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing, Errol. So let's get started with our conversation then. So to begin with, in simple terms, tell us about GenAI and how is GenAI transforming the insurance industry?
Okay, well, that's quite a broad question, actually, if you take it in its entirety. GenAI is quite an interesting topic, and it is the start of many people's journey. So GenAI or generative AI is a form of artificial intelligence. What it can do is generate insights, new insights, summaries, can even help you with decisions or recommendations based on ever-growing large volumes of data. So in practical terms, it helps insurers, you know, achieve several business outcomes. It helps them interpret complex customer data. It can help them with assessing risks, automating decisions that need to be taken, and also personalizing services in real time. But, you know, like most technology in this sector, GenAI is only as effective as the data it can access. And that's where most insurers hit a wall. It's not getting just the GenAI to work, but giving it trusted, effective, AI-ready, if you like, data. So traditional data architectures like warehouses and lakehouses, they're centralized, they're batch-oriented, but they're slow to update. In an industry where timing is everything, especially for GenAI-based technology, and GenAI is very prevalent in lots of use cases like detecting fraud in flight or settling claims before a competitor does, these delays are unacceptable. So real-time GenAI, real-time generative AI relies very much on trusted data, and that's where we come in. So it can query and use that data once it's got it, but getting it in time quickly is important. So the future of insurance with GenAI is that whoever has access to this data fastest, quickest, they can generate the outcomes that GenAI can deliver, the intelligence can deliver, and they pretty much rule the industry, the quickest rule the industry here in GenAI.
Moving towards my next question, what are the key benefits of using data management and GenAI in claims processing and fraud prevention over traditional methods?
So, well, it's actually very applicable to this industry. So traditional claims and fraud operations, they rely on currently outdated architectures where data must be copied from various sources into centralized systems before it's usable. As you would expect with the growing volumes of data, this leads to bottlenecks, outdated information, and inconsistent decisions across functions like underwriting, claims, and fraud. So the benefits of AI or generative AI here are very much dependent on the speedy, as I said before, access to data. So with logical data management like we provide, data remains in place but becomes virtually accessible in real time. So, which makes GenAI that much more effective in allowing adjusters, loss adjusters, for example, insurance, to see current customer activity. Underwriters can access risk profiles instantly, and fraud systems can analyze behavior while the claim is still being assessed. And GenAI does two things. It gives you insights based on this real-time data, but it also is pretty good at summarizing histories, you know, generating settlement options, flagging anomalies, all in real time. So the combination of historical information and real-time information combined makes generative AI very useful in resolving claims, flagging anomalies, looking for fraud. But none of this works if the AI is waiting on stale data. So from last night's, extract, transform, and load, which is a term used for moving data into a central place, that data is already out of date for some of the benefits of having a GenAI engine help you with, speed of claims, to put a claim through quickly and with accuracy, to look for any kind of anomalies or not normal activity in frauds. So the insurance in today, the real competitive edge, isn't just policies or premiums, but it's trusted data combined with smart GenAI or smart AI and the speed to act on both the data and the AI. So when you do that, insurance who master this data will master the future. Faster claims, smarter fraud prevention, and much stronger customer trust in generating, insurance policies that suit them and are right for them, but not improperly diagnosed. So that's the benefit, really. The smarter claims, smarter fraud prevention, faster, and much stronger customer trust.
How you pointed it out, that it's a combination of historical as well as like real-time data, where right. GenAI is able to, make sure that the speed and accuracy of data remains maintained. So that was very interesting to know.
And that is our real benefit, because mm-hmm. you have umpteen lake houses and data warehouses out there, but they're all dealing with static data. We bring in that other element that helps GenAI do these two things. Look at historical data that might mm-hmm. be in the lake house, but also look at real-time data that we're bringing in.
That's wonderful. Perfect. Thanks for sharing, Errol. And now, if you can provide an example of how an organization has used GenAI and data products to improve claims processing and fraud prevention.
So absolutely. I can tell you about the customer that they've requested to stay anonymous. So I anonymized their names and to protect their, let's call them, they're a global insurer. People know them the world round, everywhere. They implemented a combination of Denodo's LDM, logical data management, and a couple, more than just one GenAI tool. Okay, and the GenAI tools came from all kinds of backgrounds, but think, cloud service providers had their own suite of GenAI tools that they use. Different kind of GenAI tools. So let's see what they did. The first thing they had to do was unify the data access. So this is static data, real-time data, spread-out data. And these data sources had to do with three main areas. The first was claims. Anything to do with claims, they were on it real-time. They knew about a claim before any other insurer got involved. So they were very advanced in accessing real-time claims data. But then they also had to accept that they needed to look at policy information. And policy information, while mostly static, because it doesn't change as much, there are elements, especially to do with regulatory stuff, that are real time. So they needed access to that. And they had this telematic system that was feeding back live data from the edge of their universe of data. That means not just data that was theirs or on-prem or on their clouds, but also data that came from outside sources. So claims, policy, telematics, this is what they needed to unify. This enabled them to know that when an accident occurred, for example, telematics data was immediately available to GenAI alongside the customer history, policy rules, and third-party data. So GenAI could work real-time on the telematics data and all the other data sources that they were unifying. And by using what we produce really with our data platform, if you like, are these things called data products. Now, data products is a fancy term. In real life, a data product would be a dashboard, a risk dashboard, or a framework for compliance where you need to automate the feeding of these frameworks. So data products can range, you know, in complexity, but they used the following data products. They used claims risk profiles. So a claims risk profile is a data product that we pull the right data into so that GenAI can work on it. And then they also looked at incident event feeds, which was another data product which was populated by real-time data. And all of this delivered through Denodo. So as a result, the GenAI system or ecosystem that they used generated real-time claim summaries, recommended a settlement, and flagged risks based on historical behavior patterns. So they had it covered. They got the real-time data. They had very strong recommendations on safe, fair settlements, and they could spot risks based on what's happened in the past, both with the customers or with the region. So there's historical behavior patterns. So what made it work was, of course, the ability to deliver that data instantly without centralizing it. If we waited to centralize, they would already be behind the curve. So giving GenAI up-to-date, governed, safe information while it was still actionable. They didn't want to get that information and the time to action it had already passed. So that in turn reduced their processing time from days to hours, improved the fraud detection, and eliminated unnecessary manual steps, all while giving them full control and being fully compliant. So they weren't in breach of any of the data protection or any of the other regulatory mandates. So this insurance company succeeded because they brought a combination of the right types of GenAI and the right types of data products. And as I said, the data products range from anything to do with profiles, incident event feeds, risk dashboards, etc. So I don't know if that sort of gives you an idea of how a good forward-thinking insurance company, and this was a very forward-thinking insurance company, used and modernized its complete framework, both the GenAI framework and the data framework.
Now, this is a great example, Edil, in terms of, like, you know, fraud detection and fraud prevention. So, and it's interesting to see how insurance companies are moving away from the traditional methods to including, like, you know, modern approaches like GenAI into their day-to-day activities. So we've discussed about claims processing and fraud prevention till now. So moving forward, how do insurers handle data integration from various sources in an insurance framework? And why is logical data management as a system a better way to do this?
Okay, so I guess it won't come as any surprise to any insurance companies listening out there, but for everybody else, insurance companies are drowning in data. There's data sources are not getting less. The volumes of data is not getting less. It's increasing all the time, exponentially in some data sources. And so this data is coming in from legacy policy systems, cloud native applications, underwriters need information from brokers and broker tools feed some of this information, various other external feeds, and even emerging tech like Internet of Things and telematics, where they're pulling in the information from devices, from the edge, into a usable framework. Now, traditional integration methods like extract, transform, and load, ETL, or centralized data lakes, they struggle to keep pace with this volume, this velocity, and this variety, the three Vs, volume, velocity, and variety. So Denodo's logical data management offers a smarter approach. It doesn't move or replicate data. It connects to it virtually and creates a unified, governed view across all systems. Now, this is crucial in insurance where some data like telematics or fraud alerts, they get alerted to this, is time sensitive. You need to act on it immediately. You can't wait for it to be extracted, transformed, and loaded. It needs to be instant. So in addition to that, it also needs to share this data between all kinds of roles within insurance. So as I said, the underwriters, the actuaries, the brokers themselves, they're all, and that's without mentioning IT and the data teams. So it supports secure data sharing between roles that often operate in silos. So the key role here would be brokers and underwriters. There's this gap between brokers and underwriters, giving each role, whether it's brokers, underwriters, actuaries, policymakers, it gives each role there the access they need without compromising control. And since the data isn't duplicated, compliance is also easier to enforce, and decisions are always based on the most current information available. So this historical divide between brokers and underwriters, they often have different objectives and operate from these siloed systems, as I said, which means data isn't always shared effectively. And the real problem isn't just data fragmentation. It's that brokers and underwriters often operate in a disconnected manner, disconnected silos with no shared governed data layer, and they can benefit from each other's data. So that's where this virtualized data management or logical data management makes a huge difference. Instead of duplicating or moving data between departments, it lets both brokers and underwriters, in this case, connect to the same real-time information through secure governed access. So when they deploy GenAI to achieve their outcomes, they're all working from the same source that's not necessarily all centralized. Does that help?
Definitely. It definitely does. So, and it's interesting to understand how logical data management as a system is a better solution for insurance companies with managing the exponential amount of data that they have to deal with, data volumes that they have to deal with.
Yeah.
So would you like to highlight any risks for insurance who don't modernize their data and claims processes? Like they don't bring in modern solutions into this space. What are the risks?
So, you know, there's a saying, we have a legend, if you like, in England that talks about a king called, a guy who held back the data tide. Okay, he tried to hold back the sea, the ocean. And when he couldn't hold it back, his tribe, his whole people drowned. But he believed he could hold it back. And that's exactly what some of the not modern insurers do, basically. They stick with traditional centralized approaches, risk becoming slower, less agile, and most vulnerable to disruption. That's their biggest risk. They will be replaced by the more progressive insurers, especially some of the digital insurers who are coming out. So manual processes, delayed data access lead to poor customer experiences, first of all. They often miss any fraud signals and slower claims turnaround, all of which impact retention of their customers, profitability, and trust. What's worse is that's just data. AI initiatives often fail, not because the models don't work, but because they lack timely, trustworthy data. So centralized platforms, they can't keep up with today's dynamic data flows. And this results in, you know, failure on all those fronts, as I said. Pinodo solves this by delivering real-time virtualized access. So it empowers GenAI to work with current, complete insights and allows business and IT teams to collaborate faster without sacrificing governance. In short, if you're not modernizing with logical data management, you're not just behind. You're building on a foundation that really can't support the future. So you're not future-proofing yourself. And that's the biggest risk you have right now.
Definitely agree with you there. Thank you so much, Edil. This was a wonderful discussion on understanding GenAI, understanding how companies are working in the insurance industry and are slowly moving towards a new solution and how they're incorporating GenAI and modernizing their data management solutions. So this was really interesting to know.
It's been my pleasure. And, you know, I can't stress how important it is for insurers to avoid the risk, their future risk, by failing to realize this simple fact that data is on the rise, real time is on the rise. And waiting around for a centralized platform, and I'm not saying centralized platforms don't have a function, they have a very good function for GenAI, but that's all on static data that's moved into a central resource. And if a company could benefit from any advice, it would be balance the two. Balance your centralized data stores with real-time logical access to much more remote and high-speed data.
That's some great advice. Thank you, Earl. And a quick message to our listeners. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to denodo.com/podcast to find out more resources on all things data.